Baltimore, Marilyn Dennis, and Jamar. Wake up! I love this show.
Chum 104.5.
How did Alanis Morissette, like, just get everywhere all of a sudden? What's going on?
It went crazy yesterday, and I said to Caitlin, Caitlin, look at this. And the reason is because somebody took out Jagged Little Pill and take it from there.
Yeah, so I describe this as a classic hot take article. So a hot take is something that's written primarily just to attract attention. Mm-hmm. It's not necessarily based on anything other than opinion or whatever. So a writer for Jezebel does her version of a hot take, saying that she loved Alanis Morissette's album Jagged Little Pill when she was younger, but recently, upon re-listening to it, she actually doesn't like it at all and thinks it's bad.
Is she crazy?
Yes.
Okay.
Short answer to that is,
well,
yes.
That I can't. I remember back when, you know, Alanis was at the height during that album release.
Mm-hmm.
It was so much good music. It was like, I was listening to the Fugees, I was listening to the Wu-Tang Clan, I was listening to Tribe Called Quest, and there was all that great hip hop. And then you could flip on the dial, and then you'd have like STP, Nirvana, and Alanis Morissette. And it was just like, it was all good. This was a great album.
This is the third best-selling female album of all time.
And this person says it wasn't a good album at all?
She's like, oh, I listened back to it again, and it's bad, and then lists all the reasons why she thinks it's bad. And,
yeah. And she didn't like the video either.
I don't like the video.
What?
Yeah. All right, well, that's fine. Everybody has this thing where they, when they go back to some songs, they go, oh, that was really the soundtrack of my life, and I did really, it doesn't resonate with me right now. But people went berserk yesterday.
This was great, not? Remember
this? This is a great album, and I really, really feel like this article was written solely for clickbait purposes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's so good.
It sounds so good. Correct me if I'm wrong. I think anyone who's like into like, current music, anyone who likes a Pink or something like that,
this song
would love this.
How can you not like any of it?
It's so good, guys. I think it's irrefutable. I'm sure. Oh, I'm checking our text.
Oh my gosh, it's great.
So great.
Are we going to...
if you love that music so much, and I'm on Team Alanis, I love her so much. By the way, she's pregnant with her third child.
Congrats.
She is very holistic. She's got her own podcast. All things are going well. And to add to that, she is going to take Jagged Little Pill to Broadway.
Mm.
Diablo Cody, who wrote Juno, has written the script, and it's music. It's a soundtrack, Jagged Little Pill, for this story. It has nothing to do with Alanis, but it's going to happen on Broadway. Fall 2019. Jagged Little Pill.
That's a nice move for that.
Yes. Groundbreaking album by Alanis.
Now, this is a great song.
Yeah.
Because the love that you gave me was able to make it enough to me to be open wide. That was great.
Let her sing.
And every time she says your name, right?
I've heard women sing this song, but I've never heard a guy sing along.
Till you still alive. I'm a DJ.
And to remind.
I just want to flip on Beavis and Butthead right now.
Okay, so do you guys know who that song was about?
No, yes. What's it about?
Dave Coulier.
Dave Coulier.
From,
yes.
From Full House.
Uncle Joey.
Yes.
Shut up.
Uncle Joey.
How did I miss that? Really?
They dated for a long time. And then he did some not nice things to her, and so she wrote this song. That was her get back song.
They dated
song.
For a while. Some things happened in theaters. I won't get into it.
Yeah.
Wow.
I'm just saying.
Deep and dirty, those comics. Let me tell you something. Let me tell you something.
Go ahead.
You want to get a number one album, you have a massive breakup.
Yes.
And you will win.
And then you see
at the end of the day, you will win.
And then you see him with Woody Woodchuck on Full House, just saying.
Cut it out. Wow.
We love you, Alanis Morissette. We love your album.
Look at that.
And we're going to see you on Broadway.
Look at that little tidbit I learned today.
And bear that you gave to me.
I miss that album. Can we cue up Wu-Tang Clan now? Wu-Tang Clan ain't nothing. I'll stop right there. Time for the E-Talk Entertainment Update, brought to you by the IKEA Kitchen Event. Get 20% back in IKEA gift cards on kitchen purchases over $1,000 up until April 8th. Tyrone, what's up?
Well, this is a case like none other. I have never in my life heard of a case like this or reported on a case like this. But Jussie Smollett is... Those 16 felonies have now disappeared. So the case is no longer a case like you introed it before. According to ABC News, I'm just going to speak this very straight down the line. ABC News says that a source told them that the federal investigation continues and that the FBI might be still be looking into the letter that arrived to the Empire set a week prior to the hoax before
that. Right, so the mail fraud is still there.
This is a source?
Yeah, I think it is too, and I heard that this morning as well.
One thing that I'm very, very hesitant about is latching on to any of this news, because a lot of what we've seen through the Chicago police, through the media, is very opinion-based, and you're fed information that makes you lean to one side or the next. So, as my good friend Tom would say, let's just keep it straight down the line.
Okay.
Straight down the line.
What else do you have?
Well, Jussie's lawyer was asked yesterday what she had to say to the police.
We have nothing to say to the police department except to investigate charges and not try their cases in the press, but to allow matters to be investigated, allow the state to investigate and to bring charges, and not to jump ahead and utilize the press to convict people before they are tried in a court of law.
I was very surprised when Eddie Johnson came out that first time and made those big statements. That's the police chief, and saying about how wrong what Jussie did allegedly to the city of Chicago. I say, ooh, that's going to be bad for the case. Finding a jury, you know, I just thought that was a weird precedent.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. And again, sort of, you know, within that same vein is Chicago Mayor Rahm Emanuel. He had a very different take.
This is an unbelievable, not just whitewash of justice, this is a person now who's been let off scot-free with no sense of accountability of the moral and ethical wrong of his actions. And then you have a person using hate crime laws that are on the books to protect people who are minorities from violence, to then turn around and use those laws to advance your career and your financial reward. Is there no decency in this man?
Wow, Tyrone, you're an insider and like an entertainment link. Is Jussie ever going to get work again in the entertainment field? Like, is someone going to pick him up? He's going to get a gig again? Can he do music? Can he do movies? Does he have a future?
I think so. Not for the reasons that Chicago Mayor Rahm just described, but I think because you know, he's far more public now, more popular now than he has ever before. And for anybody that thinks that he got those 16 felonies dropped because of his popularity, that's just, I think it's incorrect. He wasn't a big of enough star. I didn't even know who he was, to be quite honest.
I know.
I never even heard of him.
Well, he won that because he wanted to know who he was.
Wow.
He talks on tonight at 7 o'clock on CCV.
He'll get gigs still?
I don't know.
We'll
see. I don't think.
You know what they do? They'll forget. He'll do, I don't know. Some small things, and then there'll be, like you said to me earlier this morning, Jamar, hangers on. It'll be that small crowd. All right, E-Talk tonight at 7 o'clock. Thank you so much, Tyrone.
Thank you.
Wow.
Let's just see how it turns out this morning. We're about to play the double letter duel. The double letter duel, or as Marilyn Dennis calls it, the colon twister.
Yes. Yes. And Robbie, you're on my team. Thank you so much. Just pray that I'll do okay.
You keep the hammer down, Marilyn.
Keep the hammer down.
There we go. Okay. There we go. And on my team is Tracy.
Jamar, you can do it.
Of course I can do it.
You can do it, Jamar.
You can do it. What movie? Come on. Adam Sandler movie. Anyway, speaking of Adam Sandler, Adam Sandler ticks on the line for this.
So tickets to see him, he's doing this 100% Fresher tour. Only 11 cities he's got on the docket. And so he's going to be here June 7th at the Budweiser stage. And one of you two are going to be able to go.
All right. So who goes first?
Okay, let's start with Team Marilyn.
Please explain to them how this game goes.
Okay, so this game goes a little something like this. I'm going to give a clue that corresponds with a specific letter, and I'll state the letter, and the answer is two words that each start with the letter I've listed.
Okay.
Okay?
But don't we answer at the same time?
Yes.
Yeah, so it's whoever gets to it first.
Got it.
You know, if I was going to say leader of the Lost Boys, your answer would be Peter Pan.
Oh.
No, it would have been Kiefer Sutherland.
I would have said Mr. Cheeks. different Lost Boys.
Okay, so here's the deal.
Tommy, we only get one rude sandstorm.
we're gonna.
not rude.
Only one guess per statement.
Yes. Okay,
so I have to take your first answer. Whoever yells out the correct answer first wins.
Gotcha.
But if you yell out the wrong answer, you out.
Okay.
I love the fact that I've only had 3.5 hours of sleep and we decided to play the game today. Robbie, pray for me. Here we go.
Okay. So we're starting. The letter is D.
D.
Okay. Think D. Patrick Swayze's biggest movie.
Dirty Dancing.
That was Marilyn.
Come on. Are you kidding me?
It was.
All right.
This is the task I'm given, to take the abuse when I call it.
All right. That's fine.
What's the next letter?
The next letter is B.
B. B. B.
Okay. He was an outcast.
Big Boy.
There you go.
Oh, I would never have known that.
I would have never known that.
Yes, yes, right? yes.
Should I tell you, Caitlin?
I don't know.
Is that the Big Boy with an I at the end?
Yes, exactly.
Okay, at least I knew that.
Tracy, I got your back.
Okay. The letter is W.
W.
Maryland's favorite talk.
Wendy Williams.
Oh, my goodness. What a gimme.
It was a gimme, gimme, gimme.
What a gimme.
Big Boy.
Okay.
Okay, here we go.
Letter is S.
S.
Who lives in a pineapple under...
SpongeBob SquarePants! That was Jamar!
And my ex-boyfriend.
Did really?
Now, I thought that was a van down by the river. I didn't think that was a pineapple.
Oh, wow. All right.
Okay. All right. Anyways.
Is that 2-2?
That is 2-2. Yes. We're all tied up at 2-2.
Oh, boy. All right.
Okay. The letter is C.
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 A candy most common around Halloween.
Candy Crush.
Marilyn got it.
Oh, no.
Wait, what'd she say?
No!
Did she say candy cane?
No.
Candy corn?
Yes. You got it.
Thank you.
Wait. What did you say?
No, what did you say?
What was the clue?
A candy most common around Halloween.
And you said Candy Crush, right?
I said Candy Crush. I meant candy cane, but you're right, candy corn.
It's candy corn.
And that's not really candy.
No, it's not.
Wax.
It's a practical joke on all of us. We've been forced to eat for years.
See,
okay.
I anticipated. 3-2. Okay, ready?
Okay. Right. The letter is P.
P.
An online payment system.
PayPal.
Wow. Oh, Maryland's pulled ahead.
This is it.
This is it.
Last one.
Should have gotten that
one. Here we go. Okay. Here we go. For Adam Sandler tickets. Come on.
J.
Oh, yeah.
He's the brother of Nick and Kevin.
Jake.
Wait, Kevin.
Joe Jonas. No.
Robbie. Robbie, I did it for you. I got it for you, Robbie.
Thank you very much, Marilyn.
Oh, my.
Crazy, I tried so hard.
That hurt. You and I were going through how many brothers?
Oh, my God.
I want you to know, when Jamar and I are playing this game, our eyes are closed. We're looking at the letter, and we really did not want to screw that one up. I won!
Maybe I'm a narcissist. I kept thinking, Jamar Jonas! There is no Jamar Jonas! Maybe I am a narcissist.
Robbie,
all right, I stand corrected.
Guys, Robbie, tickets to see Adam Sandler June 7th at the Budweiser Stage. Tickets on sale at Ticketmaster.ca this Friday at 10 a.m. if you want to go see the wonderful Adam Sandler.
Love it. Thank you, Marilyn.
Oh, Robbie, thank you for just praying for me. All right.
I feel like I can breathe again.
Oh, my gosh. That was really something.
That was so close.
All right. I need a nap. That was
I could just hear people in the Don Valley probably going, it's Joe Jonas.
It was just like, get it out. So earlier in the show, if you weren't with us, we were talking about slang words and at what age do certain slang words become off limits for you?
I don't know if it's that necessarily. I think you could use words. I think the context is who you are as a person and kind of like your social sphere. Let's just say that.
Right. And then the other thing is it depends on the situation, I think. And it's just like your son or your daughter would say, Mom, don't say that. And you go, oh, we're not supposed to say that because you fall into it. You know what I'm saying?
So the kids eventually start looking weird when you start saying something, yes.
Dope.
See, I say dope all the time, and I'm not talking about drugs. It's just like, you know, hip-hop, New York in the 90s. Everyone was saying, this is dope, that's dope, that's dope. It just became part of my vernacular. That's what I say. I say the word dope. One of the other words I say all the time, you know, instead of saying thing, we'll say ting. That's just a Jamaicanism. Ting, you know? Big tings are going. Oh, mad ting.
People are doing that, though.
Yeah, I know. It gets a little weird, though. When Drake started incorporating all that stuff into his speed, so ting this didn't... I get it. I know why. We're in Toronto. Huge Caribbean population. But then I go on social media, and I see kids from, like, New Mexico going, mad ting. I'm like, what do you know about a ting, Retta? Like, really?
So you can't really use it now because it's...
Well, I stopped because now I don't want people to think, oh, Jamar moved to Toronto. Now he's tinging. No, I'm Jamaican. tings have been tings ever since I've been a little ting.
Yeah.
So
you know what I'm saying?
This is what happens when the slang becomes this pop culture moment. And I always think of RuPaul's Drag Race.
Okay.
The success of RuPaul's Drag Race has brought drag slang into everyday use for some people.
So Caitlin, I don't know any drag slang.
So some people can pull it off. Some people can't.
Like what?
So someone texted in and said, this isn't really a slang term, but when anybody who isn't a drag queen or a really flamboyant gay man says, yas! If you're not one of those two people, don't say yes like that. You sound ridiculous. Yeah. And I stand behind my previous statement about the OLG, the OLG phrase.
Let's use that again.
Know your limit, play within it. If you cannot pull off every sentence. So some people can pull off saying slay. Some people can pull off saying this is giving me life. But if you are, say me, version of me, 45 years old in my pajamas waiting in line at Tim Hortons, I cannot say this coffee is giving me life in that scenario.
This coffee is giving me life.
RuPaul can say it all the live long and you cannot say it in that context. You sound ridiculous.
See, here's one. I can't say fleek. I'm not going to say
no.
fleek.
Like, yo, never said fleek.
No. The hoodie I'm wearing right now is on fleek.
No, exactly.
And it's not even an age thing. It's not a race thing. It's just not my social sphere. Marilyn, I'm sure there are slang words you say that I probably...
Hundo P.
What the hell is that?
Of course.
I like that.
Hundo P.
100%.
Yeah. 100%. Oh, 100%. Yeah. You see, like,
look at me teaching you something like that.
I've been in Canada for 8 months, and you haven't heard me nail an A yet, right? I don't do the A, right?
Well...
When I start doing an A, are you guys going to side-eye me, or are you going to, like, let it fly?
We probably won't even notice it.
Really?
Yeah, that's true.
That's true.
Yeah, there's a lot of... you're right about RuPaul. That's where it's coming from.
And
it's done with such attitude.
It's such attitude. It's done so well. Yeah. And look at... I'm not saying that, like, if you're a certain age or a certain person... There's no set rule. I just think you have to know yourself. And if you can pull it off, all power to you. And if you can't, just walk away. You can still enjoy it without having to co-opt it.
Marilyn, if I call you a goat, are you going to be offended?
Wait, that's good. Wait a minute. I'm going to look
at goat. Goat is good.
I like goat. Goat, I just looked at goat. Look, if you don't think I'm studying really quickly.
It means you have curry lotion on.
Greatest of all time.
Yeah.
Greatest of all time. That's what it means. Yeah, you're a goat. You're the goat. Greatest of all time.
Yeah.
Oh.
Hey.
We didn't win last night, by the way. Okay. We're not the greatest of all time. But, you know, the Screen Actors Awards. The Canadian Screen Awards were last night, part one.
We have a question. Talking about slang, someone says, hey, what does plug mean?
Plug?
My 15-year-old son uses it all the time, and I have no idea what it means.
I just saw that.
There's a couple different uses of plug. Like, someone who's, like, a super dope, like, connect. Like, someone who's the link. I'm using other slang words to define slang words.
Wow.
Someone who is the authority on a subject, they're the plug. That's the plug right there.
Okay. That's the source. Okay.
Yeah, the source. Exactly. That's the plug. Marilyn, what are you doing this weekend? Are you hanging out with the gal dem?
Don't know what that is.
Come on. Just say, I'm hanging out with the gal dem.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Woke.
Like, woke. All right. We're going to get our slang sorted out.
It means I'm sarcastically aware of what you just said.
Okay.
Or I could say, yes!
Yes! All right. Well, make sure you get jiggy with it. Eek. See,
listen, I'm better than Tom is, okay? I got to tell
true that.
Yeah.
Whoa!
I know.
Stop right there. Yeah. Pump your brakes, homie.
All right. Let me know.
Empire actor Jussie Smollett is trending again because after being accused of staging a hate crime against himself, prosecutors in Chicago decided to drop the criminal case where he faced 16 felony counts of faking that alleged racist and homophobic attack. So TMZ says that the case against him simply, quote, disintegrated, and so the prosecution agreed to drop it as long as he agreed to perform community service and give up his $10,000 bond. Mm. Now, this is something that Chicago Mayor Rahm Emanuel has really strong feelings on. He doesn't support the decision to drop the charges against him. He thinks he still isn't agreeing to take accountability for his actions in the case. And Jussie, on the other hand, is still very much maintaining his innocence, sticking to the same story he has all along. The one person who I was excited to hear from for the first time yesterday was the prosecutor in this case. And here is what they had to say to media after these charges were dropped.
Does dropping the charges vindicate him?
No.
Does it exonerate him?
No.
Do you believe that he is innocent?
I do not believe he's innocent.
So you believe he's guilty?
Yes.
So why drop the charges?
Based on all the facts and circumstances, based on his lack of criminal background. I mean, we defer or do alternative prosecutions. In the last 2 years, we've done it on 5,700 other felony cases.
So the takeaway there to me seemed like this, you know, Jussie, this isn't a violent crime.
Right.
He doesn't have a history or a criminal record.
Right.
And so it seems like from that person's perspective, they're saying this is the kind of case we drop all the time.
But let me just throw this into the hat. Speculation. Yeah. But prosecutors are in the business of prosecuting, right?
Mm.
So why would he say, hey, maybe we'll just drop his charges? It sounds like someone made him do it.
Well, are prosecutors made to move things along, get things through the system?
I guess so, but I don't know. It's all very interesting. It's just a question I ask.
Yes,
but absolutely. If I'm a prosecutor, I'm in the business of prosecuting.
It feels today to many people like, given the history of the Chicago Police Department, given the case against Jussie Smollett,
right,
given everything, it's still so hard to say in any definitive way what actually happened here. Truthfully, only he knows. Only Jussie Smollett knows what happened.
I have this question, though. Is Robin Roberts from Good Morning America, ABC, going to interview him again?
Marilyn, resounding no. Yeah. If you asked me, there's no way his lawyers or anyone, his managers, handlers, they're not letting him say another word about the case so he does not ruin the deal.
So he's not going to go on Stephen Colbert in response to this joke that Stephen Colbert made last night about the Jussie Smollett situation.
Smollett has maintained that he is a victim and said that today's decision vindicates him. But Chicago Mayor Rahm Emanuel, not happy.
It is wrong, full stop.
Yes, it is wrong. But on the other hand, isn't it a hopeful sign for America that regardless of your race or sexual orientation, all rich, famous people get off easily?
Oh, Stephen Colbert.
All right.
The little town of Gravenhurst, Ontario, also trending this morning because that 22-year-old international student who was violently abducted from a parking garage in Markham over the weekend, he's been found in Gravenhurst, Ontario. A homeowner there looks out the window of their home, 9 p.m. last night, sees him standing at the end of their driveway. He asks for help. The homeowner calls police. And that's it. They found him. It was him. They confirmed his identity. So they are still looking for the four suspects involved in the kidnapping. They remain at large. The other person that they had previously taken into custody has been released without charges. So this is an ongoing investigation.
So happy that he is back home and safe and alive.
Oh, my gosh. But he's still, he's got to be protected because there are a lot of things that are not quite completed yet.
This is the time of year where events are going to be coming at you from every direction.
Yeah.
You got to go this, lunch with the girls, brunch with the guys,
yeah,
weddings,
yeah,
birthdays. You're going to get double booked.
Uh-huh.
But please make the correct choice. Marilyn, are you kidding me? Like, really?
Okay.
Marilyn.
You're a musicologist. How are you going to miss this? I mean, listen, I get friends of friends. Tell everybody what you've been double booked for. And
no.
All right, go ahead.
Okay, so what happened was my friend Alexis is getting married on Saturday. She's my stylist. We've been friends for 8 years. We're very close. Do you not concur, right?
Yes.
Small wedding. I said, oh, yeah, absolutely. And then Stevie Nicks gets inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Stevie Nicks! And the Fleetwood Mac!
Yeah.
And we've been friends for a long time. I think about, how many, 20 years?
Yeah, about 18, 19.
Yeah, okay, yeah. Okay. And so she said, you know, she said when I last saw her when they were in concert this last time, she said, are you going to come? And I said, you know, I'm going to really try to make it. It's in Brooklyn. It's at the Barclays Center.
Wait, the Brooklyn, New York?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
On Friday.
All right.
Okay, so I looked at the thing, and I thought, can I? And I said, no, I cannot.
So,
I cannot go to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. I wouldn't be hanging out with her anyway. I'd like to witness that and see her get in. She's already been in with Fleetwood Mac, but this is her being Stevie Nicks solo.
Yeah.
So I'm really happy.
So let me just billboard this for everybody.
What are you going to say?
Marilyn Dennis is turning down an invitation to see Stevie Nicks inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame at the world-famous Barclays Center in Brooklyn, New York.
Yeah, on Friday.
On Friday.
Yeah.
Because you have a wedding to go to.
That's right.
Saturday. Because that came first, and that's important, and she's my friend. And but listen, love them both. And by the way, you know, she asked, like, her people said, are you going to come to the event? And I said, I'm really going to try, but I may not be able to make it. However,
yes,
two things as a bonus. Okay.
Okay.
First of all, she's here April 8th.
Okay.
I'm going to go and see her in concert again.
Right.
I'll go backstage and talk to her.
Oh, just another Stevie Nicks concert?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, okay.
I know,
well,
I know.
Cool.
I've lost
cool.
count, but I love her so much. I really like, we have such great conversations afterwards. It's so much
and
fun.
And this is why everyone loves Marilyn Dennis, because you're such a great friend.
Yeah.
You're such a loyal person.
Thank you.
You make good choices.
I think so.
And I try to figure out how to weasel my way out of the wedding so I can go to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
But you know, I'm having dinner with Andrea Martin on Friday night, so that kind of saw, and her sister. So that's going to be fun too. I'm not trying to name drop, but everything comes at the same time.
It does. This is, well, without a doubt, like I said earlier, this is the time of year where that stuff starts happening.
So it does. I don't
be mindful.
I had to make a choice.
And now your choice is public. You've done it. Can't get out of it.
Casey Reeb could sit it.
Anyway, looks like a little bit of rain for your wedding there, Alexis, but it's going to be a nice day.
Congratulations to Alexis on the wedding.
Yay, Alexis and Galen.
All right, if there's an extra seat, you know what happens.
Hey, get up. Don't hit snooze anymore. Marilyn Dennis and Jamar. Wake up. I love this show. Chum 104.5.